The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Folks, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Back again, eh? Glutton for punishment, eh? When will you ever learn? Now, here's the host that you hate to love, the man who was the reason your friend sponsored your last intervention, Eric Metaxas.
Hey, folks, welcome to Friday. We have a special double feature treat for you. I mean, I'm not kidding. One of my favorite people in the world, He has a funny name. He's Greek, and he's from England, and he's an amazing, amazing evangelist around the world. He goes by the name J. John, because Greeks sometimes, I remember in my book, Fish Out of Water, I talk about my gym teacher growing up when I was in a Greek Orthodox parochial school. The gym teacher was Lambros Lambrakis. And the Greek people have names like this sometimes. So J. John, his name is like Yannis Yannakos, which is like John McJohn or something like that. I think we mentioned that in the interview. But so he just decided for simplicity's sake for his first book to just go by J. period John. But he's a canon in the Church of England, kind of like a Monsignor in the Catholic Church or whatever. He's just a delight. He's very funny. Very, very funny. And so we're going to be talking to him and his wife, Killy, in both hours today. He has a book out, gorgeous book. But Alvin, what you didn't know, yep. I don't think you knew that. So as I'm recording this, I have been with TPUSA Faith here in Nashville. It's a big pastor's conference. And I was the main speaker last night, and when it was all over, it was late. I wanted to get some food. I was fatigued because I'd been at the NRB in Orlando, and so just want to get some food. So I finally get back with the folks that I've been eating with, and I walk into the hotel, and who's there but Pastor Jurgen from San Diego? And I thought, holy cow! I was just talking with Canon J. John about you. And it's Pastor Jurgen. I've spoken at his church many times in the San Diego area. They've got a bunch of campuses, but he starts doing the most brilliant imitation of Canon J. John. I was just dying because Canon J. John has a particular way of talking. If I weren't so fatigued, I would try to imitate it right now. But he is an extraordinary figure. So we've got Canon J. John for both hours today with his wife, Killy. They were with us in the studio in New York. He's very funny, but he's very, very effective as an evangelist. And the book
I just want to mention, right after the interview, I said to both you and Canon J. John and his wife, I said, this is the kind of interview Eric would love to do all the time. It's entertaining. It's uplifting. It gives you hope for the world.
Yeah, no, it's true. It was just that much fun. So we're running both hours today just because it was just a blast. We will probably encore it at some point if I'm away or something, because a lot of times we do these interviews that are so good and we know that not everybody is able to listen every single day. But you've got that coming up in a couple of moments. Really, honestly, one of the most fun substantive interviews I have done. A couple things to mention before we get to the fun part with Canon J. John and Killy. We have an obligation to remind you, just a couple of days left in our campaign with CSI. Ladies and gentlemen, most of you haven't yet participated. And I don't want you to miss this because this is a great opportunity. You have to go to metaxastalk.com. You click on the banner. I ask you to consider giving anything. Just the smallest amount will help free slaves in Sudan. We've talked about it on this program all month long. My goal, and I have failed miserably, is to get almost everybody who listens to the program to do something, to go to metaxastalk.com, to click on the banner, and to give anything. This is a magnificent organization. CSI, it doesn't really get better. That's why we partner with them twice a year, because they do what they do so well. And I can't imagine who else is doing this. How else do you participate in freeing an actual slave in 2023? Just think about what we're saying, that you get to do that. We've talked about this idea that no matter what you give, you're entered in a drawing. So you can win three grand prizes. I just do that to entice you folks that, you know, you can get a whole bunch of signed books from me and Albin, all kinds of swag and t-shirts and stuff. You can give them away to friends and whatever. We can't do that for everybody, but we give away three grand prizes. Doesn't matter what you give. But I want to encourage you, because we've got a couple of days left, to give anything, to give something. The website is our radio website, metaxastalk.com. And if you want to call, you can call. We have a telephone number. I know I wrote it down. Here it is. 888-253-3522, 888-253-3522. It's very important that you do that. I should mention as well, the Real Anthony Fauci movie. The Real Anthony Fauci is a movie, which there's only a few more days left where you can see it for free. To see it for free, you go to the website, therealanthonyfaucimovie.com, therealanthonyfaucimovie.com. It's easier than reading the book. I've seen the film. We need to know what's going on in our culture. Our culture is falling apart at the seams. I think part of the big takeaway, as things have gone to hell at the speed of light, is that we have taken our eyes off the ball. We need to be involved. We all need to be involved. We are in a war for freedom. At its heart, it's a spiritual war. We all need to be involved. We can't just say it's somebody else's job. We have forgotten that we have an obligation to put our faith into action. And so part of that is informing ourselves. Part of that is doing what we can. Part of that is never shopping at Target again. Part of that is never buying an Anheuser-Busch product again, not just Bud Light, Stella, and their other products, Anheuser-Busch and Target and other corporations have shown total contempt for your average American, for American families. You have to get involved. I mean, you have to get involved. Some people will say, well, I'm too busy. I don't care. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't, the ship's going down. Everybody has to do a part, and God will be with you. You do your small part. You don't have to be the hero, but you've got to do something. You've got to support those who are doing something. So right now I mentioned the realanthonyfaucimovie.com. That is literally free. The realanthonyfaucimovie.com. I've seen it. It will help you. I also want to say that our campaign with CSI, there is no reason everyone can't do something. So I'm just going to ask you again, please go to metaxastalk.com. Please give anything. Doesn't matter, but please just participate. Register that you participated. You can call 888-253-3522, 888-253-35. So I also should say I'm going to be traveling like crazy the next few weeks. I'm going to be speaking in Chino Hills, California at Jack Hibbs' church at this coming Wednesday. I'm going to be in Albuquerque. I'm going to be in San Diego. I'm going to be in Portales, New Mexico. Go to my website, ericmetaxas.com. You can see where I'm going to be. I'm going to be in Denver after that. Really crazy. Please pray for me because it's been a challenging time just in terms of health and stress and craziness. It's been tough. If you're a praying person, I ask you, please just pray for me during this time, because I think that, we're in a spiritual battle. But anyway, coming up, we've got a couple of wonderful hours with our friend Canon J. John, his wife Killy. And again, don't forget CSI, go to MetaxasTalk.com. It's vital that everyone do something. MetaxasTalk.com.
With the overturn of Roe v. Wade, lots of companies are coming out saying they'll pay for employee abortion travel and expenses. Most of you have heard about some of these companies. You've decided to stop shopping or doing business there. But did you know that you most likely own stock in those companies through your 401ks, IRAs, and other investment accounts? Folks, this is a huge problem, and we need to do something about this to send a message to Wall Street through our investments. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric and get a free Inspire Impact Report. This biblical investment analysis will educate you on what's really in your investment accounts, like companies paying for abortion travel. You need to go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric to connect with an Inspire Advisors financial professional who can run your report and help remove companies paying for abortion travel today. Go to InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. That's InspireAdvisors.com/Eric. Advisory services are offered through Inspire Advisors LLC, a registered investment advisor with the SEC.
Legacy Precious Metals has a revolutionary new online platform that allows you to invest in real gold and silver online. In a few easy steps, you can open an account online, select your metals of choice, and choose to have them stored in a vault or shipped to your door. You have access to a dashboard where you can track your portfolio growth in real time, anytime. You'll see transparent pricing on each coin and bar. This puts you in complete control of your money. The platform is free to sign up for. Visit legacypminvestments.com and open your account and see this new investing platform for yourself. Gold hedges against inflation and against a volatile stock market. A true diversified portfolio isn't just more stocks and bonds, but different asset classes. This new platform allows you to make investments in gold and silver, no matter how small or large, with a few clicks. Visit legacypminvestments.com to get started. You're going to love this free new tool they've added, legacypminvestments.com. legacypminvestments.com. Check it out.
See, folks, you can already tell by the smirk on my face that I'm having fun. We haven't even begun. I'm sitting here with a friend, Canon J. John. I don't know how else to describe him except to say that he's been an evangelist for four decades, and he's brought along his new wife, Killy. Killy, welcome to the program.
Oh, it's great to be on, Eric. Thank you.
How long have you kids been together? What's it been, a month?
Come on. Hey,
40 years.
We've been married.
40, that's a biblical number. That's
yes.
a big number.
Yes.
And everyone says
one.
The first 40 years are the toughest, so congratulations.
I
think you're going to make it.
Well, it was 39 happy ones. That first year, Eric, was tough.
Was that true?
Yes, she threw the salad spoons at me.
Absolutely normal.
I often
unto
say,
the 10th year.
But at Christmas, when you bring a Christmas tree into your home, you've got to rearrange the furniture. But when you bring another person into your life,
yeah.
you've got to rearrange a lot more. So it takes a bit of adjusting.
I'm not buying that. I think you're right, as you usually are. It's wonderful to have both of you here. I know that you spoke at Times Square Church last night.
Wonderful.
And Killy, how'd he do?
He did really well, actually.
Not a lot of people for the altar call. I heard it was not good.
Oh, yeah, no. So the altar.
I heard it was not good. No, actually, I have no idea what happened last night.
No,
I wanted to be there.
But what was amazing, Eric, wasn't it, Killy, is that when I said, I'm going to call you to the altar.
Yeah.
In a few minutes.
So there was an altar call.
Yes, but I said in a few minutes.
Yeah.
And people came straight away.
Yeah, because they want to get a good spot.
They do.
Because that spot is holier than that spot. Everybody knows that's the glory zone. You need to hit the glory zone. I've spoken many times at Times Square Church. I met my current wife, my only wife, of almost 27 years at Times Square Church.
Wow.
And so, and then I've had the privilege, of course, of speaking there a number of times over the years. And my standard dumb joke when I speak at Times Square Church is that I can't help myself when I'm there because it's a fun crowd. That's one of the joys of speaking at Times Square Church. It's so much fun. I always say that I met my wife, Suzanne, right here in this church. And then I say, in fact, I met all three of my wives right here at Times Square Church. And people know that I'm laughing, that I'm joking, so they laugh. I'm always worried that they're going to think, what? But yes, they know I'm joking. Look.
What's so great about the church, shall I just say this, Eric?
Please.
It's so multiracial and cosmopolitan.
Yeah.
That's what I love.
Without trying. Best part is that they're that way without trying to be that way.
Yeah.
They just are. And that's what I noticed when I walked in there for the first time in 1990. I remember looking around thinking, what is this? This is terrific. I'd never seen anything like it. It actually changed New York for me. When I remember leaving Times Square Church, this would have been the spring of 90, and I thought, I felt different about the whole city, knowing that that church was there. Well, in any event, you don't live in New York. You don't sound like you live. Where do you live?
We live in a little tiny place called Chorley Wood, which is just outside London. So we're still on the subway, the railway.
What do you
line.
Call it?
Underground.
We call it the underground.
I knew that. Why don't you just say that? We're not dumb. We've watched English films on the underground.
The underground. Yes.
So you, what's interesting is, how do you pronounce the name of your town?
Chorley Wood.
See, it sounds so lovely the way Killy says it. Chorley Wood.
Yes.
But I would say Chorley Wood.
Yes, and we live on Quickly Lane.
Quickly?
Yes.
Quickly Lane.
So we're in this little, quaint little village,
yeah,
but we're only 30 minutes from the center of London.
That's pretty swell.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, it's great.
I've not been to London in some time, you know.
No.
We're going this summer. We will be there for just a few days this summer. And we had our honeymoon in London, which tells you a little bit about us, doesn't it?
Yes.
Doesn't it?
Wow.
Yeah. We must
That's
be Anglophiles,
wow,
or
yes,
we couldn't afford the other places, either
yes,
one or the other. Okay, listen, we're not here to talk about these things, but it's so much fun to see you. I want to say, first of all, you're an evangelist principally. So
yes,
that's how you think of yourself.
Yes.
And so you travel a lot, usually with your current wife,
yes,
Killy. I can't believe it, 40 years. I really can't believe it, 40
yes,
years. So how many children, grandchildren?
We have three children and three grandchildren.
Yeah. Are they anywhere near you?
They are. Everyone's in London, so it's great.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, really great.
And you've heard that grandchildren are a gift from God, Eric, for not killing your own children.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I've got more patience with my grandchildren,
yeah,
than I ever had with my children.
Yeah. Well, that's you. One hears that over and over again, and it's a strange thing. I'm not sure what to make of it, but I accept it. You've spoken, it says here in my notes, that you've spoken in 69 countries.
Yes.
That's extraordinary. But you've been doing this for decades.
Yeah, and some of those multiple times.
I would think
yeah,
so.
You know, and yeah, the Middle East and Asia and Africa, North America, Australasia. Yeah, people often say, how are you, Jay John? And I say, well, there's not too much wrong with the model. It's the mileage.
I mean, really, though, that's extraordinary. Well, look, I want to talk to you about everything. That's the problem. But fortunately, you've helped me focus by bringing along a very beautiful book. I have to say, it's rare that I have a covetous impulse. When I see something, you know, that sometimes you see something, you just say, I want that because it's so beautiful. This is a beautiful book.
Thank
it's
you.
Titled Heroes of the Faith. And you do go just by J. John, J. period John, even though I know technically you may have a more complicated name.
Absolutely.
On various documents around the world.
As you know, Eric, I'm Greek, and my name in Greek is Yanagis Ioannis. But if you translate it into English, it's John, son of John.
Right. John McJohn.
It is.
Or John Bar John.
That's
or
it.
Or Johann Bar Johann.
You
or
got
something
it.
Like that. But so you've decided to simplify things.
Well, no, that when I wrote my first book,
yeah,
I decided, oh, well, I couldn't really put the Greek name on there. It didn't feel kind of right. And I thought, oh, I'll anglicize it. And then I was surprised that the book did really well. And the author of the book was being invited to go and speak. So that's how it stuck.
That's very interesting. Marilyn Monroe has the same story, by the way. So many people, but it is, you hear these stories over and over and over again of people, public people, who somehow something happened with their name and then they carried on and here they are now. But Killy, is Killy short for something?
Yes.
What is Killy short for?
So Killy is short.
She laughs like, oh, I'm supposed to know. I don't know.
Killy is short for Killides.
For what?
Yes, there you go. Killides.
What kind of a name is Killides?
It's where my parents went for their honeymoon. It's a place in County Fermanagh in Northern Ireland. And so I always say it's a good job. There's a place in England called Bognor. So I always say it's a good job they didn't go there for their honeymoon.
Aha. Killides. Yes. Did they call you that growing up?
Well done. Can I just say well done for straight away saying
it.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but Eric, Killy comes from generations and generations of missionaries. And I'm first generation.
Yeah.
Like grandparents.
Yep. So my grandmother on my mother's side was a missionary to Burma, Myanmar now. Yes, back in the 1920s, 30s. Mm. And then on the other side, my great uncle was actually influential in bringing Billy Graham to the UK back in the day.
Because her great uncle.
See, now we're just dropping names. That's unnecessary. Yeah. Alvin, can you believe that they would do a thing like that? No, come on, seriously?
Yes.
That's unbelievable.
Uncle, yeah. Eric, in the Second World War, he was the Billy Graham of Britain.
And what was his name?
So his name was Tom Rees.
Tom Rees.
And after the Second World War, he booked the Albert Hall. You know, the big Albert Hall.
The Albert Hall?
Yeah.
Where I've sung many times in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But listen to this.
Que sera, sera.
That's
yes.
it.
Yes.
But all the theatres, weren't they? They're all shut because of the Second World War.
Oh.
He turns up at the Royal Albert Hall. He says, I want to book it every Saturday for 52 Saturdays because it was empty. And he put newspaper ads and says, come and hear what Jesus can do for you. He filled it 52 consecutive weeks.
Color me impressed. That's so, I love stories like this.
Yeah.
How wonderful.
And so that would have been just 1940s.
Yeah.
Towards the end.
Well, yeah.
And your father was a clergyman in Cambridge.
Yes.
At Holy Trinity, the well-known...
Charles Simeon.
Stop it.
Yes.
Alvin, they're dropping names again. You know, this kind of celebrity schmaltz, I don't like it
but
on this program.
Eric.
Charles Simeon.
Eric, when I met...
Tut.
When I met Killy,
she
was sitting on the fence. So we had to get the fence electrocuted.
Well, now, I don't know that I follow that or want that visual image in my mind. So strike that from the record, if you would. No, listen, Charles Simeon, most people listening now don't know who Charles Simeon is. And in show business, this is what we call a cliffhanger. When we come back, we're going to tell you who the great Charles Simeon is. In history, we're going to talk about Heroes of the Faith. That's the book in front of me right now by Canon J. John. Heroes of the Faith. Don't go away.
Yeah, old King Kong was just a little monkey compared to my love for you. If you treat it right, every night it'll do what you want it to.
Are you tired of not getting a good night's sleep? Well, my friend Mike Lindell has created the perfect solution. He didn't just stop at the pillow. He also created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Made from the world's best cotton called Giza, these sheets are ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. And now for a limited time, you can get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets with prices starting as low as $29.98. These sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors and have a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com. And click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Metaxas at checkout. You can also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper and MyPillow towel sets. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Take advantage of this amazing offer. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square and use promo code Eric at checkout. Don't wait any longer to get the best sleep of your life. Call 800-978-3057 or go to MyPillow.com now and use promo code Eric.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful at lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Just the other night, I was asked that question. Well, the owners of Relief Factor tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And I agree with them. And the doctors who formulated Relief Factor for them selected the four best ingredients. Yes, 100% drug-free ingredients. And each one of them helps your body deal with inflammation. Each of the four ingredients deals with inflammation from a different metabolic pathway. That's the point. So approaching from four different angles may be why so many people find such wonderful relief. If you've got back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or just getting older, you should order the 3-week quick start discounted to only $19.95 to see if it'll work for you. It has worked for about 70% of the 500,000 people who've tried it and have ordered more. I'm one of them. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out about this offer. Feel the difference.
Folks, I hope you heard the previous segment because I was having fun and I continue. I plan to have plenty more fun because I'm talking to Jay John and Killy. Do you go by Killy John?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How fortunate. So Killy and Jay John, we were just talking. We're going to be talking. We're already talking, even though people may not know, about this new book, Heroes of the Faith, because you just mentioned one of your forebears and Charles Simeon.
Yes. So he was a clergyman in Cambridge.
Yeah.
Back in the 1800s, somewhere around.
Well, it's the very, very earliest part of the 19th century. I mean, Charles Simeon was there. He would have been there, I believe right after, during Wilberforce's time, because Simeon figures prominently in my book, Amazing Grace, about Wilberforce, and was part of the Clapham sect circle. I always say the Clapham circle, but sect was used as a pejorative. They call them the Clapham Saints. In any event, Charles Simeon was an absolutely central figure in Wilberforce's life and in abolition and in the host of things they did for God. And somehow you're related to...
So I'm not actually related.
Yeah.
But he was the rector at the church where my father ended up being the
vicar.
Well,
no, that's what I'm saying. It's just, but this history, it's amazing.
And they even had his sort of umbrella in an amazing little sort of box and his teapot.
What do you mean his sort of umbrella?
his umbrella and also his teapot.
They have his umbrella displayed in the church, like a relic. That's as close to the C of E gets to relics at this point. We got Simeon's umbrella. That's about it.
But did you know that at his funeral, there were thousands and thousands of clergy, bishops, archbishops. And in those days, they didn't use the word mentoring, but he mentored so many young pastors that changed the landscape and the spirituality of the nation.
Well, listen, fortunately for all of us, within the pages of this book, Heroes of the Faith, we can find Charles Simeon. It really is a beautiful book. I want to say congratulations on it.
And
let me say that it looks like a compilation of 50 short biographies of heroes of the faith. So many of them are folks with whom I'm familiar, and Truman Capote. Now, why is he in here? That doesn't make any sense. Just kidding. I gotcha. But in this book, you do have Charles Simeon, number 13, so we can look that right up, because I'm really fascinated when you just said you were giving us the details. Am I going to be able to find it? You said that he was profoundly influential in his day, and I don't know those details. So tell us more about that while I'm looking him up.
I feel like at one point there were ministers within the Church of England, I mean, like almost two-thirds of all the ministers have been influenced by him.
Personally.
Mm. And I think he was at the church for 50 years.
Yeah.
It was a really
He was born in the same year in which William Wilberforce was born. He was born in 1759.
Yes.
Okay.
That tells us, obviously, that he was already, as I suspected, getting busy in the 18th century.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then well into the 19th. But let's see, it will tell us he died in 1836, so he died just 3 years after Wilberforce, a couple of months before the start of Victoria's reign. But, I mean, this is just one example from this book of people with whom we ought to be familiar.
Yes.
They're so exciting. I mean, once you get to know who they are.
Absolutely.
But the idea that your father, Killy, was at this church in Cambridge, I'm sure I've been there.
Yes.
Yes, it's right in the city
centre.
Well, look.
But you know what I love, Eric? Yeah. I love that scripture where it says there's a great cloud of witnesses that are urging us and encouraging us on.
Yeah.
And, you know, here are 50 of those great cloud of witnesses who are urging us on. And that's an encouragement, isn't it? That all different types of people from all walks of life had the same heart that we have.
Well, yes, and it's important we know their stories. And as I said, many of them we'll be familiar with, many of them we won't. I've often had the thought of writing a book like this, but then I see a book like this and I think, how wonderful that I don't now have to write this book. Because you've done such a big, I mean, I'm not
thank
kidding.
You.
What a beautiful book and what a wonderful job you've done. But I want to go through the list of names. First, let me ask you. I see Dietrich Bonhoeffer. I see Francis of Assisi, Hannah Moore. Oh, my goodness. G.K. Chesterton, Rosa Parks. But what determined the order in which you put them? Because they're not in chronological order. They're not in alphabetical order. Is there any discernible order? Why did you put them in this order?
Well, okay, the origin of them was during lockdown in England, which was pretty severe.
Yeah.
I felt I wanted to encourage our constituency.
Yeah.
And that's when Killy said to me, oh, why don't you do something, you know, the great cloud of witnesses? And I thought, yes. So, in fact, my first one was William Wilberforce.
Okay.
And I just wrote one.
Okay.
Just to encourage people.
Okay, so he's the first one. All right, we're not going to let you finish this, the answer to this question,
okay,
because we have to go to a break. But we will, of course, when we come back, let you finish the answer. The book is Heroes of the Faith by J. John. Don't go away.
Sleep, pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby.
Folks, welcome back. I have the joy of speaking with my friends J. John and his wife of 40 years, Killy. And we're talking about your new book, J. John, called Heroes of the Faith. It is a very beautiful book. I never say that lightly. It's a beautiful book. It's a book. It's an objet d'art as well as being a book. And I was asking you, why do you have these heroes of the faith in the order in which you have them? Because they're not in chronological order. So please carry on with your answer.
Yes. So during lockdown, which I said was pretty strict in England, I wrote one to encourage our constituency. And then Killy said, well, why don't you write another? So I did, and then another. And so I ended up writing 122.
I wrote. So there's a volume two at least coming out?
It's coming out later in the year, yes. So basically I started, when I first came to Christ as a student, I mean, I was eating books, seriously, because I was given all these biographies of all types of people, and I would read one a night. I was so hungry, not only for scripture, but also to read what God's people have done over the years. And so there were a number of them that I was still familiar with. But then as I kept going, we did more research and discovered, well, there's actually thousands out there.
And they're beautiful stories, and they're important people. Again, I'm looking at the cover. There are only 16 illustrations on the cover, 16 of these figures. I can identify, I think, most of them. I see Harriet Tubman. Looks like Phyllis Diller, am I right?
Yes.
The comedian Phyllis Diller.
Thank you.
It looks like Francis Schaeffer.
Yes.
Francis Schaeffer looking a little bit sad, as he was wont to do. We have Chesterton.
Yeah.
We have Bonhoeffer, George Washington Carver. This looks like it's either William Booth or John Brown. I don't know. Who's that? William Booth. William Booth.
Yeah.
Fanny Crosby, because nobody else wears those dark glass, 19th-century glasses. C.S. Lewis, Madame Chiang Kai-shek, I think. But
what's amazing, Eric, is the fact you've got different people, men, women, from different cultures, different countries, and different centuries, all passionate about following Jesus and serving him.
Yeah. There are so many here. Again, many of them I'm familiar with, but some less so. Some of them I think we have a glancing familiarity with them. Some of them I've never heard of. Who was Robert Murray McShane?
Oh, McShane.
McShane.
Oh, my word. Probably in his time, the greatest preacher in Scotland.
And what was his time?
He died, but listen to this, he died when he was 29.
And he made it into the book.
He made it into the book because of what he did. If you, Killy and I, we read the Bible through every, once a year, every year.
Yeah.
Okay, and we use the Robert Murray McShane Bible reading plan, where you read.
He has a Bible reading plan.
Yes.
And you read four chapters a day. Our great friend, Dr. R.T. Kendall, he has used the Robert Murray McShane Bible reading plan for 56 consecutive years. So Dr. R.T. Kendall reads through
consecutive
the Bible.
Consecutive years.
Yeah.
That's rather impressive.
Yes. He was remarkable as a preacher, both in Scotland, in Israel, and it's incredible how much can be accomplished in a short life.
Well, I mean, I love being introduced to new figures. I'm afraid I don't know who Josephine Butler is.
So Josephine Butler, again, she was a British lady.
Yeah.
And she did amazing work within the dockyard. She was sort of upper class.
Yes, she has that look, especially if there's a beautiful portrait of her that she must have been upper class.
Yes.
So she was born in 1828, died in 1906.
Yeah.
And you say that she was one of the most important English women of the 19th century. So I've heard the name, but just tell us a little bit about her. It sounds like she did, as you call it, charity work.
I believe she went down to the dockyards and just served down there.
Served the poor, the prostitutes, the downcast.
Yeah.
I mean, a trailblazer for her time, wouldn't you say, Killy?
And very much sort of put her own life sort of on the back burner, as it were, to serve others. So, amazing.
We were talking this morning, Eric, as we were coming here to see you, what were the common denominators of these 50 people? And I came up with two, you came up with one.
Yeah.
The two that I came up with is humility. They were very, very humble people, all of them, even though they accomplished great things. And I think humility is to receive praise and to pass it on to God untouched. That's it, really.
Mm.
You know, last year I spoke at this pastor's conference on preaching, how to preach. And the guy introducing me said, oh, how shall I introduce you?
Yeah.
And I said, oh, just say our next speaker is Jay John. He's a donkey. And he goes, no, I can't say you're a donkey. I said, you just asked me how to introduce you. I said, that's how I want you to introduce me. Just say our next speaker is Jay John. He's a donkey. So he gets up, he goes, our next speaker is Jay John. And he told me to say that you're a donkey.
Right.
And I walk on, people are laughing. And then I retell the story of Jesus on the donkey going into Jerusalem. The donkey was so excited. This was his first outing. Everyone loves the donkey. He can't believe that he's so...
People are cheering.
Cheering.
They're throwing
everything.
Fronds in front of him.
They love him. And they don't want to they don't want his feet to get muddy, so they lay down their clothes.
Right.
He thinks this is the life.
Yeah.
But, of course, we know what happened to the donkey when he got to Jerusalem.
Yeah.
You never ever heard of him again.
No.
You know, we just carry Jesus. So I would say one of the things is humility. The other thing is holiness. These are people who endeavor to keep clean. And you said...
Faithfulness. I mean, they put up, you know, they lost their children, they lost their families, and yet they still stuck with it and kept going.
We need to be inspired and encouraged by stories like these. And so we will continue our conversation with J. John and Killy. The book is Heroes of the Faith. Folks, welcome back. The book in my hands, a beautiful, beautiful book, is called Heroes of the Faith by Canon J. John, sitting here with his wife, Killy. I have to say, I'm not shocked, but a little surprised to see Rembrandt here. Tell us about Rembrandt, because not everyone knows much about his biography or about his faith. We simply know about his beautiful paintings.
Yeah.
And that's the reason, isn't it, Killy, we decided to put him in?
Because of the beautiful paintings that he did and the religious art that he did. And again, he was another one, wasn't he, that was, you know, a little bit out there. But but he just created amazing, amazing art, you know.
And a lot of people, Eric, don't always know that people like him had a deep, deep faith.
Well, yeah, that's the point. I mean, I wasn't clear on that.
Yes.
And I'm glad that you're making it clear.
And he did, actually. He really did. And in those days, they didn't use the word evangelical. But he would, to me, in my reading and research, he would have been like we are. But he expressed so much of his faith through his art.
Well,
and God used his art to help people on their journey of faith.
Yeah. There are so many vital figures in here. I'm shocked to see that there is someone here whom I had the privilege to meet in my life. John Stott is here in the book, and I'm sure you knew him quite well.
Oh, do you know, what an amazing man. When I first started speaking at universities as a young evangelist, and he invited me to go and have tea with him. And so I was so excited, pumped up, I'm going to meet with John Stott. And he says to me, we sit down, he makes the tea, he says, "Now tell me about your devotional life." And because I didn't expect that question, I thought he was going to talk to me about global evangelization. It kind of threw me a bit.
Doesn't that seem like a mean trick question?
Yes.
Stott says, "I've got this young upstart coming in here. Must think a lot of himself. I'll fix him."
I know.
That's like, what a question to be asked.
And I didn't know how to answer
There's no right way to answer that question.
I was like, "Well, what do you mean?" And he said, "Well, tell me about your prayer life." I was like, "What do you mean?" And then, of course, if you don't know how to answer a question, you ask a question. So I said, "Oh, well, tell me about your devotional life."
Yeah.
And he said this: "I pray and read the scriptures 1 hour a day, one afternoon a week, one day a month, and 1 week a year." And I walked out and I thought, if John Stott can do 1 hour a day, one afternoon a week, one day a month, 1 week a year, I'm going to do the same. And that became my practice.
Wow.
And, of course, there are certain weeks you can't do that, of course.
Yeah.
But at least there's a goal. And do you know, when he had to go into a nursing home, Eric, and they cleared his apartment, beside his bed, there were two holes through the carpet.
Oh, stop. I mean, really?
Yeah.
I mean, when you hear things like this, it sounds made up. Of course, I don't believe that it is made up. But
no.
My goodness.
I mean, can you imagine how many hours you must have
no.
been on your knees
no.
to make two holes through thick carpet?
Sheesh.
But
first of all,
side.
Start with thin carpet if you want to
yes.
impress the people. always start with the thinnest possible carpet. No, that's so wonderful. Look, there's so much more to talk about. That ends this portion of the conversation. I hope people will get a copy. It is a beautiful, beautiful book, Heroes of the Faith, really gorgeous, by Canon J. John. Thank you, Canon J. John, and thank you, Killy.
Thank you.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.